From Spark and Anvil and Fossil Forge, this is Imprint, in Chapter 1 of the Fossil Forge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5. And the Fossil Forge courtyard, a lean gray hound laid a heavy slab of stone flat on the workbench. Pressed into it were footprints, three-toed, deep, marching across the slab in a long, even line. "No bones here," said Imprint, before anyone could ask. "No teeth, no skull, nothing of the creature at all." She let that sit. "And yet, I can tell you it was heavy, that it walked on two legs, that it was in no hurry, and that it passed this way alone, one quiet morning, a very long time ago." The Museum Club kids stared at the empty prints. "But there's nothing there," said a boy. "There's everything there," said Imprint, tracing one print with a claw. "Look how deep. That's weight. Look how far apart. A steady walk, not a run. Look how they go one behind the other in a single line, one creature walking alone. The animal is gone, but what it did is still here, pressed into the mud that turned to stone." Imprint had read tracks since before she could read words. She had grown up in a valley of soft riverbanks and winter snow, and her whole family read the ground the way other families read books. By the time she was small, she could stand over a set of prints in the mud and tell you the whole night's story. A rabbit came down to drink here, unhurried. Then it bolted, there, where the prints suddenly stretched long and far apart, and a fox had come after, from the reeds. She never saw the rabbit or the fox. She never needed to. The marks told her everything they had done. She remembered the first time she read a trackway right, and then found further on that it was true, the exact ending the prince had promised. Something had settled warm and certain in her chest, the knowledge that a creature could be long gone and still leave behind an honest account of itself, if you only knew how to read the ground. She had felt, standing there in the snow, that nothing that moved through the world ever truly passed without leaving its story behind. When she was older, Imprint walked to the Fossil Forge Academy with a plaster cast of her favorite trackway rolled in a blanket under one arm. At the academy, she taught the children that fossils are not only bones. "Most people think a fossil is a bit of a body," she said, laying out her casts. "A line of footprints, a curled tunnel, a lumpy gray nugget, a bone scored with grooves. A bone, a tooth, a shell. But some of the best fossils are not bodies at all. They are things a creature did." She tapped each cast in turn. "Footprints. How it walked, how fast, whether it traveled alone or in a herd. A burrow. Something dug here and lived here, underground. This gray lump," the children leaned away, then in, "is fossil dung, and it tells us what the creature ate. And these grooves on the bone are tooth marks. Something bit it. So now we know two creatures met. And how?" "So you can know what an animal did," said a girl slowly, "even if you never find the animal?" "Even if the animal is gone forever," said Imprint. "A body tells you what a creature was. A trace tells you what it did. And often, what it did is the part that mattered most. A footprint is a small, honest record of a life in motion. It doesn't care what the creature looked like. It only remembers where it went." She still reads the riverbank when she visits home, and still keeps her first trackway cast on the wall above her workbench. The thing Imprint hopes the children carry is that a life leaves more marks than a body, that how a creature moved and dug and ate and met others is written into the ground it crossed and can outlast the creature by an unimaginable span. What you do leaves a longer print than what you are. "You don't need the whole animal," she tells them. "You never did. Read what it did, and you've met it, truly met it, across all that time." When the courtyard empties, Imprint runs a claw once more along her old cast of footprints in stone and feels the warm, certain gladness she first felt as a pup in the snow. that nothing that ever moved through the world moved through it unremembered, so long as someone learns to read the ground. You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to imprint. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.